have a great morning, whatever you're doing in the Douglas Shire this morning. I know what's happening down in Cairns at the Edge Hill Tavern. Let me tell you, it is going to be fantastic because a band that I absolutely love is the Wolf Brothers, and they're actually coming to Cairns very shortly. But why don't we get somebody from the band on the air? Brodie Rainbird, and he joins me now. G'day, Brodie.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Love the Wolf Brothers. Love you guys. I first saw you live in Tamworth with Lee Kernaghan, and you knocked me out then. But your latest album knocks me out as well. So straight onto the playlist, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's that album was definitely a bit of a change for us. It was definitely something out of our comfort zone, and we really enjoyed making it.
When you say out of your comfort zone, what do you mean by that?
So in previous years, we've sort of gone into recording with a very rock band mindset. You know, we'd get in, we'd cut the drums and bass, you know, that'd be done in about 2 days, and then we'd just layer a ton of guitars over the top. Then we do some vocals and then some more guitars and then we call it a day. But, I mean, this time around, we worked with Matt Fell and we said we really want to get out of the comfort zone. We want to do stuff that we haven't done before. Consequently, we didn't touch a guitar for the first 2 weeks of recording this thing. We just focused mainly on giving each song its own identity and programming little hooks and coming up with little melodies and things and just the intricate, you know, attention to detail kind of stuff that we hadn't taken the time to do before.
Okay, so when you look at an album, I guess it's like a baby. It's your baby and you have everything's your favourite. But if you had to go for one track that you went, I'm so proud of this, I'm glad this turned out this way, what would you say?
It's definitely Ain't Seen It Yet. And it's more so that track than any others because it wasn't supposed to be like that when we wrote it. And that was something that was an idea that happened in the studio, and it, because of the way we wrote it, it was supposed to be like a Steve Earle style, very old school country rock song. And then the way it came out was really quite a departure from what it was meant to be. And it's easily my favourite song on the album.
Fantastic. Now, it's a great album, and I've got several songs off the album on our playlist straight away because they're sensational. The other thing too, Brodie, about you guys is you do great film clips. Who directs those? Who does those?
Most of our clips we've done with Filmory, with various people who have worked there. Josh Favolero is probably one of the main guys that we've worked with, and he actually shot the film clip for that song as well. And it was a very interesting concept to only have, and I think it only has about 8 shots in the whole clip. Oh. And they sort of string together seamlessly. And he was getting really, really good at coming up with concepts like that, and it was really fun to work with. But yeah, we're always changing who we do clips with, mate. It's always exciting, even though what's going to happen.
Oh, they're really good and they're very earthy. And where do you do most of them? When you're doing those country shots, whereabouts is that?
That's actually, most of that stuff is just at the Wolf Brothers small fruit farm down in Tassie.
The berry farm.
The berry farm that the boys have inherited. There's a lot of land there, and we've been making videos there since before we were a band. You know, we used to get together in college and get a camera and just make ridiculous videos. So it's really provided us with a lot of material.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when people ask you, well, we're a band and we also grow berries.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is pretty cool.
They'd name another band that grows berries.
Now, let me think. Like none? So what sort of berries are we talking about?
Small fruits, so raspberries mainly. A few old school berries like gooseberries and things like that that you might not have heard of before.
I've heard of gooseberries, absolutely.
Yeah, and there's a couple of other things like that. Yeah, and it's all in season. Oh, I think season just stopped. It just ran out. But yeah, they've still got stock down there, I think.
Oh, terrific. No, I love you guys. And Jill Todd, who does a segment called What's On In Port with me every Thursday, and she has a website and all of that, she's in the studio, and as soon as she heard the name Wolf Brothers, she ran in here, put the headphones on, and wants to talk to you. So, Brodie, this is Jill.
Hey, Brodie.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Lovely to meet you on the telephone.
Yeah, thank you. You make me feel very special right now. No,
shucks. Not many people say that now. Hey, so you guys are coming to Cairns, which is very exciting for all of us.
Yeah.
Any chance you'll get to come down to Port Douglas and see what we're all about?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, there's so many places we're trying to get to with this album in Australia. We've been trying to get over to WA for a long time and Adelaide and There's so many places. Australia is so big. We want to do it all, but you know, there's only so many hours in the day.
Absolutely. Are you travelling by road?
Yeah, mainly. Yeah. Okay. We usually fly to whatever state we're heading to, and then we all pack in a little hire car, a little van, and we head out to the gigs.
Fantastic. Imagine, Jill, the Wolf Brothers playing at Paddy's.
Oh, I don't know that Paddy's would be the guy. I reckon the Yacht Club would be more their location.
The Yacht Club for the Wolf Brothers, I reckon.
Absolutely. You'll have to go and speak to Richard Stapleton from the Yacht Club and tell him I told you. And come on down to Port Douglas and do a gig on the riverbank. Beautiful sunset in the background. I think you guys would just rock it. It'd go off.
That's actually good.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I've got an idea now for Carnival 2020, the Wolf Brothers.
There you go.
Yes. I'm going to suggest that. The Wolf Brothers. Now,
we have a chat to Julia.
Yeah. We have a Carnival happening up here, and it's fantastic. Who have we got this time? Eskimo Joe
Eskimo
this year.
Eskimo Joe's kicking off the season.
But I reckon the Wolf Brothers for 2020, if we get in early.
All right, I'm on board with that.
There you go. I'll put in some money as well.
I'll empty my piggy bank.
Are you guys super expensive? I bet you are.
I don't know if I can disclose that on the radio.
No, you don't have to say how much. But, I mean, you know, you're sort of flying high at the moment, aren't you guys?
We're trying our best. I think with the last album, it really brought everything up a notch. I mean, we've struggled to tour Australia, if I'm honest, in previous years. You know, I've still got fresh memories of only 8 people showing up to gigs and things like that. But
wow,
just with this last album and, of course, with the Golden Guitars and things like that, it really feels like it's lifted up a notch. We're seeing the music really connect with people, and that's just the main, you know, it's the main thing. People are coming to gigs. Gigs are selling out. They're singing all the lyrics. It feels really bloody good, mate.
Oh, no, that is terrific. And it couldn't go to nicer people. Now, when I saw you at Tamworth with Lee Kernaghan, now, Lee would have been enormous support to you. He's such a lovely guy, and he really has got behind you. I know you're behind him as a band, but he's got behind you very much as a performer, hasn't he?
Yeah, big time. I think getting in with Lee and touring with him has been the best apprenticeship we could have ever hoped for in the Australian country music scene. And having him in your corner is really great, you know, really good. And he's not only, you know, he's not just the boss or another muso. You can call him a friend now and you can ask him for advice. And he's got plenty of it, mate. He's seen every situation there is to see in this place.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, you know, you had Slim Dusty, who kind of was Lee's mentor, and Lee looked up to him, and now he's helping guys like you on the way up. And that, to me, is how it should work.
Yeah, and yeah, you're right, actually. You are right. It's important to pass that sort of knowledge and experience on, and it's important to support up-and-coming talent that you believe in. I think it's a very important thing.
Yeah, the music industry's always been very supportive of each other. I was involved in the industry in Adelaide a few years back, but you know, even there, everybody knew everybody and everybody helped everybody out, you know. So it seems to be such a good kinship amongst musicians.
There's one thing, it doesn't matter where you come from in the world, musicians speak the same speak, don't they?
Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
Mm. Okay, Edge Hill Tavern, Jill, will you be there?
Oh, I tell you what, I might.
Oh, not.
I'll have to speak to the old man and drag him out. I might just club him over the head and throw him in the car. What do you reckon?
Yeah, get Carl and put him in the car. But let me tell you, I will be there to hear you because I know how good you are live. You're great. You're great on, you know, on the records, but you are fantastic live, and people should get out there. No, you really are. You've just because you know some bands. It's the other way. You go, oh, I'd rather them on a recording, but you guys knock them dead live. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I mean that's something we've been working on for a long, long time, and we're pretty gig fit at the moment. So hopefully we can bring our A game.
Gig fit. Love it.
I tell you what, if you're around next Wednesday night, the Plantation Resort up in Port Douglas has an open mic night. Oh, you guys could come down and smash it. That'd be heaps of fun.
Wouldn't it be funny you could get up and just say, look, we love the Wolf Brothers, so we just want to play. And I bet you'd win the best Wolf Brothers sound-alike band.
I'd even shout you a beer.
Look, Brody, good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us today and good luck at the Edge Hill Tavern. We'll plug it a few more times, play a bit of your music, and we love your work, mate.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. G'day, guys. This is Brody here from the Wolf Brothers, and we'll see you at the Edge Hill Tavern Friday, 5th of April. Round here we get high on that Cascade Blue.